Unsure who to vote for? Want to know more about your local candidates? Black Press Media has asked candidates to provide a short biography as well as answer key questions to help readers understand more about who is running from Peachland to Coldstream in this upcoming BC election. Be sure to check back for updates and videos. Anna Warwick Sears is the executive director of the Okanagan Basin Water Board, a local government partnership for Okanagan water sustainability. Raised in BC, Anna received a PhD in population biology at the University of California, Davis, returning to Canada in 2006 to work for the Water Board. Her work includes government relations, leading water science and planning partnerships, attracting funding and resources for climate adaptation, and acting as spokesperson for public communications. Anna is a member of the International Osoyoos Lake Board of Control, appointed by the International Joint Commission, and serves on the Skagit Environmental Endowment Commission, appointed by the BC Premier. She is also a member of the Dean's Advisory Council for the Faculty of Applied Science at UBC. Anna lives in Kelowna and in her free time enjoys gardening, bike riding, paddling, skiing, and all the Okanagan has to offer. What qualifications do you think an MLA should have? I believe an MLA should have a deep understanding of their region. They should put community above self, working collaboratively with people from different political parties to bring home results. They should have experience in leadership and governance, and an understanding of what can be addressed at local, provincial, and federal levels. They should also have experience in financial management and accountability. An MLA must be able to respond to a wide range of issues affecting their constituents, including the impacts and responses to extreme weather and other disasters. They should be able to perform under stress, with excellent communication skills, including the ability to listen. An MLA also needs to have an interest and ability to work in good faith with First Nations, with a commitment to reconciliation. They should understand, welcome, and value the diversity of our society, and be willing to work across cultural boundaries, and understand the importance of social connections, arts, culture, and libraries. They should also be committed to science-based decision-making. Finally, an MLA should have the personal qualities of empathy, integrity, honesty, commitment, and ability and passion to work hard for the community. What qualifications do you have to represent your riding? I have 18 years' experience leading the Okanagan Basin Water Board on behalf of local communities, finding collaborative, nonpartisan solutions to resolve problems and conflicts. This work has involved extensive advocacy for Okanagan issues to the provincial and federal governments, for example, to stop invasive mussels. I have worked with provincial ministers and staff in many ministries, from agriculture to municipal affairs and emergency management, regardless of party leadership. I have a strong voice as a local spokesperson, and have earned a reputation for getting things done. As I am answerable to a locally elected board, I have extensive experience managing budgets, and having financial accountability of public funds, as well as securing external funding. I gained further experience as a board governor, and then chair, of the Real Estate Foundation of BC, appointed by the BC Liberal Government's Minister of Finance. The foundation has a multi-million dollar budget and extensive investments. I have worked for many years with communities and groups within the riding, including agriculture, water suppliers, water quality advocates, local governments, and UBCO. I have a well-rounded understanding of local issues and their broader provincial context. I listen, respond, and share information and resources to these groups. What political issues will drive voters to the polls this election? Affordability is the biggest issue in this election. It is a problem throughout North America, beginning during COVID and the current period of inflation. Young people are concerned about their future financial security and whether they will be able to buy a home. They are also very concerned about climate change and how that will affect their future. Women want to expand access to low-cost childcare and protect reproductive health care. Seniors want more access to publicly funded assisted living and long-term care homes. All age groups are concerned about the need for more family doctors and primary care. Improving transit, including intercity transit, is a big issue for seniors and for youth, especially in the BC interior. Public safety, the opioid crisis, and related mental health and homelessness are huge issues in more urbanized areas. Teachers and librarians are concerned about the prospect of funding cuts and book censorship. LGBTQ2S+ folks are concerned about erosion of rights and access to health services. Everyone is also concerned about wildfire and the increasing severity of extreme weather, and how they will be protected. What unique issues are affecting your riding? Our communities share BC's big issues: access to healthcare, affordable housing and daycare, the opioid crisis, etc. But the riding is big and diverse, with large areas in agriculture and forested crown land. Rutland is mostly urban, with issues like public safety and homelessness. Lake Country has the fastest population growth in BC and needs infrastructure to service this growth. It also has serious traffic safety issues, with Highway 97 bisecting the town. Coldstream needs more housing choices, with gentle density, that maintains the peaceful nature of the community. UBCO is growing and would benefit from funding to expand student housing, laboratory space, and more faculty to train future professionals. Kelowna International Airport is growing rapidly and is an economic driver for the valley. Government support of YLW will further benefit the economy. Climate change is causing real impacts. Local agriculture has been impacted by extreme weather, competition from U.S. growers, and the collapse of BC tree fruits, needing more government support to stabilize it and increase local food security. Most of the riding's forested land is at high risk for wildfires. Our reservoirs are surrounded by flammable forests, and we need to reduce wildfire risk to protect water supplies.